Good morning and welcome to the first Pentest People Tech Bite of 2023. Hope everyone has had a good break. My name is Emin and I present these weekly cyber podcasts. Today's topic is on PTAS. I am joined with our two directors, Gav and Robin, who will be discussing PTAS in more detail. It's great to have you both on today. Can you tell our Tech Bite listeners a bit about your background? Gav, shall we start with you?
Yeah, so my background, well, I mean, started in defence. You know, I wanted to configure firewalls and protect networks against attackers and things like that. But it turned out that I was actually a little bit better at breaking things than fixing things, and so I ended up to pen testing, starting as a junior pen tester. And to be honest, it's my dream job, and that's stuck with that for a number of years. And then worked through Random Storm, and then eventually got together with three great guys and started up Pentest People. And
I think it will be great to discuss the technical side of PTAS in this podcast. Robin, do you want to tell our listeners about your background?
I'm one of the commercial guys within the management team. If you like, I was born to be in sales. I left uni, got a job selling printers, and left uni kind of around the time that the internet was kind of born, so just sort of fell into internet and security, and sort of from the 2001 I've been involved in security startups, so new business salesman through and through. It just so happens what I do, it lends itself to starting companies.
It's amazing to see the sales side as well as the technical side combined together to establish Pentest People. So now let's discuss PTAS. What actually is PTAS?
Yeah, I think it's not to be confused with SaaS. You know, we're talking about software as a service and PTAS, and they sound similar, but really PTAS is more than a system. It's more of a methodology. Anyone can adopt PTAS. Advocates of PTAS basically understand that there is a need to continually test systems and applications. It's not something that you do as a one-off. We often say it's a bit like doing an MOT on a car. It's valid at the point of the MOT. Once the car's driven for a week or so, it's out of date and problems might have occurred. So basically, it's where you have you merge, if you like, or you blend the output from a manual test, we call them remediation tasks, with the output from an automated test, and you combine them into a single work stream that becomes easier to manage, easier to track, and easier to distribute. That's kind of PTAS in a nutshell. Gav, I don't know if you have any.
Yeah. Absolutely, it's the continual testing and the huge benefits of that. You know, from a pen tester's perspective, you know, traditionally you would have an assessment performed on an annual basis, you know, once a year. And as Robin said, a lot can happen. You know, in that time period, you know, new vulnerabilities can appear, and you know, we would go back a year later and we'd do the assessment, and you know, 80. Maybe 90% of the vulnerabilities we found were the same things we found last year. Just kind of go through everything, and the client would explain the challenges that they have. That they have the obvious challenges, such as, you know, resources. They might not have the budgets to fix issues, but ultimately they're handed a PDF report. And how do you manage that? You know, these PDF reports could be, you know, 200-400 pages long. You know, how, you know, you have to carve that up and send it out to departments, and it's just not scalable, it's just not manageable. So, and PTAS is, yeah, in part trying to solve, you know, that very real problem.
And I think I just close that off, Gav, by saying that without adopting a sort of PTAS methodology, what you're actually left with is a series of isolated tests and reports that are often contradictory. And what that effectively means, if you like, is that your vulnerabilities exist for a longer period of time, which extends your threat window. In other words, it gives the hacker longer to expose the network. And it's harder for organisations to realise the benefit from the penetration test.
So as a byproduct, you're shortening the amount of time a hacker would have to leverage vulnerabilities within the network. So it's a concept for continuously testing. Would you say that there are a lot of benefits having PTAS?
Yeah, and I think, you know, to consider the benefits, I think you've got to take a step back and look at some of the challenges that exist with traditional penetration testing methods. So I think Gav touched on it earlier. In the old world, the deliverable was like an analog PDF report or an Excel spreadsheet. So managers would waste a lot of time exporting that information from these documents into a system or into a workflow. Often they would cut and paste the PDF and just distribute it via email. That makes the tracking of the tasks inherently difficult when you're sending out, you know, dissected reports to multiple people. It almost becomes impossible to manage the activity from that point. It also opens up the process to abuse. You know, you're reliant on the member of your team to fulfill the action. And there's no easy way to kind of measure that progress. More importantly, it's kind of slow. It's slow. It really, you know, it takes longer. But these are the sort of issues with traditional testing.
Gav, what are your thoughts on traditional testing?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I think there's this kind of expectation that's just the norm. And so everyone, and by everyone I mean most pen testing companies and security firms, have just continued to do this because it's the norm, and there hasn't, you know, there needs to be disruption, there needs to be more discussion around better approaches to it. That's kind of why why we're pushing the PTAS approach so much, is because things need to change. We need to get things secure.
I think also, yeah, people are testing more as well. And I think, you know, back in the day, people test annually, often biannually. It became a lot easier to action the output from a test report. You had 12 months to do it. When you're in tests every week or every month, there's a whole tsunami of information and remediation tasks that fall out of that process. So the need to sort of digitise this and make it more efficient is more relevant now. Mm. When you're saying things need to change, I think it's the fact that we're testing more. There's more actions, you've got to streamline it, it's becoming quite onerous for people.
And how would you say PTAS addresses these challenges?
I think if you put it simply into a sentence, it effectively gives organisations a shorter window of risk. Because you're testing more often, you're reducing the age of vulnerabilities, you're effectively finding vulnerabilities faster. That is speeding up the remediation process. So in simple terms, vulnerabilities are existing for a shorter period of time on the network. Therefore, it shortens your threat window, your threat exposure. And it's essentially, it gives the hacker less time to exploit vulnerabilities in your networking systems.
So if you are going to do PTAS correctly, you need to have a strong system in place. And this is where Secure Portal comes along. Gav, can you explain to our listeners what does it mean when you say PTAS powered by Secure Portal?
So Secure Portal, we actually had the idea back when I worked for a company called Random Storm. And back then we had a portal that it displayed the results from a variety of different technologies, so yield, file integrity, all that really good stuff, of having a tab in that portal dedicated to pen testing. It was one of those classic wouldn't it be cool kind of discussions, and it was around the idea that could someone manage all their proposals, their MSAs, all the scoping information, and get the actual test results and get it all in the same portal. But it just wasn't our focus at the time. And fast forward to Pentest People as a startup, we had an opportunity to kind of make that idea a reality. Kind of had a bit of a blank canvas. So we built the portal from the ground up, and we're now on our kind of second major revision. And Secure Portal now is expanded to support this pen testing as a service approach. So as I touched on previously, users can manage all of their pen tests and vulnerability scans and manual and automated assessments in a single portal. And regardless of what the assessment type is, I think that's really important, because a lot of solutions out there, you might be able to manage vulnerability scans, you might be able to manage external infrastructure tests, but what about social engineering tests? What about physical assessments? What about firewall reviews? These reports have very different data, very different structures. So one of the really important features is getting every type of test, get all those results together, so that you can manage everything. And it provides trending between all these assessments as well. So you can quickly see, you know, what's new, what's been resolved, what's still unresolved. Again, that's such a powerful feature and such a huge improvement over these the traditional PDF reports. And vulnerabilities can be assigned to users as well, which, you know, what Robin was saying about, you know, the task flow and the workflow. So, you know, you can assign individual vulnerabilities to individual users, and that allows you to track what has been resolved and actually measure progress and know that you're getting somewhere, know that your remediation work is actually getting done. And there's smaller bits of functionality as well, which I think is really powerful, like the ability to leave comments on vulnerabilities so users can discuss remediation work within the portal, and you also have the audit trail as well. So, you know, the ability to manage all the results and all the remediation work, both manual and automated testing, is absolutely at the heart of the PTAS approach. It's about continual testing, as we mentioned, rather than performing that snapshot in time. It's a really powerful platform that we've been able to put a huge amount of work into. You know, really, really proud of it. The feedback we've had from customers already has been extremely positive. You know, they love the system. They love to be able to actually get their hands on the results and actually work with them and manage them rather than just being handed this 300-page report.
So you need a system that can pin it all together, and this is done by Secure Portal.
100%.
I think what it's allowed us to do is digitise the experience of the client from the vendor. You know, it's not an analog experience, it's digitised. And Gav, all I would add to that, I think you've touched on it, it's the glue, if you like, that bonds the PTAS service together. And ultimately, it's allowing our clients to distribute and manage remediation tasks centrally, kind of merging automated results with manual into a single job queue. That speeds up the whole process for our clients. It means they can react faster. It means they're going to remediate vulnerabilities quicker, and they're going to reduce the window of exposure faster.
Do you both have any closing comments?
Yes, so my vision, Gab, is that we get everything into a single job queue where you merge manual results with automated results into a single job queue that's deduped, that's got a tag that shows you whether it's been found by a consultant or by an automated tool or both. And then potentially with rules that allow those findings to be automatically pushed into a third-party ticketing system like, you know, Jira's and Slack. Or MS Teams, or whatever the client might be using. That's my vision for Secure Portal.
Absolutely, I think there's the that kind of global view, that bird's eye view, is really powerful. I mean, it's tempting just to have a page that's a list of every vulnerability and kind of where it's come from. But I think, as you touched on there, it's like, is this automated? Is this manual? And then deduplicating as well. That's really, really important. If we're doing vulnerability scans. And doing manual testing as well, you can't have the same vulnerability just described in a slightly different way. Yeah, so that's going to be a real challenge for users.
My standing joke that I've said for years is I've never met an over-resourced IT security team. It's very often one person, or maybe two if you're lucky. IT managers don't have the time to do everything that they need to do. So if we can, if they can just sit back. And if we can just run tests, scans, and push that information into it, and a system that they're already using, there's massive productivity benefits.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been to many councils, and I'll speak with my primary contact, and I'll discuss about, you know, remediation and, you know, sending out to the team, and they'll be like, "Oh, I am the team. It's just me." And then, you know, they would have maybe an Excel spreadsheet. You know, they'll attempt to track everything. I think it's that kind of person that's going to get, you know, the most benefit out of a system like this, and it's kind of bring everything together and actually manage it properly and track everything.
Yeah, I know you read everything in the papers, in the press, in industry magazines, and actually when you're at the coalface, it's quite surprising how different reality is. It's not that long ago that people just would do a report and do nothing with it, literally nothing. Because they just didn't have the time. Because you've got two or three guys in an IT team and they're fixing printers. And they're really doing the test because they've got to. There's some compliance driver making them do it. They're not actually doing it for the right reasons. And as much as they want to do it for the right reasons, they just don't have the resources to do it correctly.
Mm.
No, absolutely. I've worked with clients where it was just a running joke every year. Like, please, please change your password. Please. And they'd, you know, just laugh and chuckle, say, oh, yeah, I really should. I think, you know, times have changed. You know, that kind of approach just isn't... You can't have that approach these days. There's too much going on. There are too many threats out there. You know, that you've got to get things secure.
So given that's the case, you know, this is where PTAS really comes into its own. If we can deliver, if you can adopt and deliver PTAS correctly, there's huge efficiency benefits for these small teams. It means they can, you know, with limited time, they can focus on what's really important. But without being lost in the all the information that these reports and tests provide.
Absolutely. I guess the mecca is the type of situation where you're on top of things and you have the continual testing. You're fully on board with the PTAS approach, and you know you might come into work one day and then there is an issue, you know, that's been flagged, and then they can deal with it, they can look at it, they can investigate it, rather than his 1,500 vulnerabilities for you to deal with, and you just don't know how to prioritise it. You know, that is such a challenge for them.
And I think the other thing PTAS gives you as well is, you know, again, I've said this for a long time, if you do a really good job as a security team, nothing happens. It's very difficult to demonstrate a return on investment for management, whereas with PTAS, you can demonstrate that you've reduced risk. You can demonstrate activities and measure activities, and you can demonstrate that for the business and illustrate that for the business, better phrase, what's actually been going on in the background. So, yeah, nothing's happened, but you know what? We fixed 600 vulnerabilities this year, and that's been a lot of work, and it's taken this long. And we've reduced our age of vulnerability from 60 days down to 20. These are demonstrable benefits for a business to help them get a better understanding of the return on investment for a security test. It's not just something that they're having to do for compliance or because of some supply chain pressure, because they've been asked to do it. It becomes more demonstrable, allows teams to measure the benefit of security.
I think today's pen tests have got to be fast and efficient. As both Gav and Robin have mentioned, that's why PTAS has stepped in to meet the modern needs. PTAS gives users all required things. One-time clients can now become your recurring customers. Thank you both for your time today. It's been great having you both on today's episode. Join me next week on another Tech Bite. Follow Pentest People's Spotify page for more.